Well, happy new year, everyone. It is 2022. Who knew? Oh my goodness, where did 2021 go? Well, anyway, it is a new year, guys, and I hope that you are ready for all of the new opportunities, all the new endeavors, all of the new duties that you're going to have in 2022. It's a new year. So many people start yelling, new year, new me. Well, is it going to be a new year, new you, or is it going to be the same old stuff? Just a different year. Well, I'm here to challenge you today. Of course, you guys know me. I'm AP here at AP Empowers, and I am excited for another blessing in this year. I'm excited to be here with you guys, and I'm excited that you decided to tune in today. If this podcast blesses you, I want you to definitely share it with someone that you love. Share it with someone that you know that could use the encouragement. Share it with someone just to say Happy New Year. But anyway, so today, I just want to talk to you guys briefly, just give you a little bit of encouragement. Again, I am excited about what God has for me in 2022. I've been in 2022 since last year because, again, you got to see it in order to be it. And I have been planning, and I'm excited about what God has for me and mine. And I hope that you are as well. But as I stated, so many people set goals, guys. This is the time to start setting goals. I mean, hopefully you've been setting goals, but even if you haven't, there is nothing wrong with starting now. This is a great day to start. It's January 1, 2022, right? This can be your day one or your one day. Which one is it for you? Is this your day one? I hope it's your day one. I hope whatever you're setting in your mind, I hope whatever God has placed in your heart, you have written it down, you're going to view it, and you are going to walk that thing out. And you're going to put the pieces in place to help you walk that thing out. Because guys, we need help. Everyone needs help. Even me. Yes, Coach Pry, AP Empowers. We all need help. It takes a village. It takes a team. Anybody who tells you that they're solo, watch them. Be careful, because they may be lying to you. They may not be being truthfully honest with you. And I just want to be straightforward with you. Everybody needs help. If you don't have a team, you need to start building your team. You need to start getting people around you that can make you better. You need to start getting people around you that can believe in your goals, people around you that can support your goals, people around you that can help you be a better you today than you were yesterday, a better you tomorrow than you are today. So if you don't have those people around you, that's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to look at that situation and understand that if you don't have those people, where are they? How can you find them? How do you get your team together? How do you get people that look like you, that think like you, that want some of the same things as you, but more importantly, that want to push you into being that better person, right? Where do you find those people? And I tell you what, you don't find them in the same places that you were looking last year and it didn't happen for you, right? You got to go to some different spots. You got to talk to some different people and you got to do some different things. But the number one thing that I want to say as far as 2022, guys, consistency is going to be the key. If you can't be consistent in your own goals, if you can't be consistent in your own daily task, if you can't be true to yourself and consistent with yourself, you will never reach those goals that you are setting out to reach. And that's the first warning that I want to get to you, because you have to be consistent. It's not just about talking about it. It's not just about writing it down. It's about your consistency. What type of effort are you going to put forward? And you guys know I can't talk about consistency without talking about commitment. These are some of the things that I've talked about in previous podcasts, and I've gone into greater detail as far as those things are concerned. So you can definitely go back and look at my different podcasts from previous times and see what I'm saying about that. But again, is this going to be your day one, or is it still going to be one day? One day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do that. No, I want today to be your day one. I'm sorry about the noise that you guys may hear in the background, but hey, it's the new year. Family and friends are everything to me, so my family's around me as I'm doing this podcast right now. I just decided to take a break out just for you guys. That's just how much I love you guys. I wanted to come and encourage someone today. So we've talked about, is this going to be your day one? If it's going to be your day one, you've got to start now. You've got to start like almost yesterday, right? You got to go ahead and get that thing together in your mind. Like I said, go ahead and write it down.
Go ahead and start building that team. Your goals will never be successful without the team of people that you allow to be around you. And when I say allow, I want to talk about that just for a second, because you get to choose who gets to be in your circle. You get to choose who gets to be on your team. You get to choose who is going to be a part of the things that you are doing in and throughout your life. Okay. So I'm just excited to bring that to you today. So I want you guys to know you have a choice. It's your choice, right? Day one. Or one day. That's what we're talking about today. Is it your day one? Or is it one day still, right? So anyway, I just want to drop by to encourage you again. This is APM Powers. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is going to be a much shorter podcast than I normally do, because again, it is the new year, but I wanted to drop in. I missed you guys the last few months of 2021, but that's because I was busy. I was busy loving on my grandson. I'm a new grandmother, and I'm so excited about that thing. That little boy brings so much joy to my life. He is a part of my day one. He's a part of my day one. He's a part of my day one. But anyway, I could go on and on and on about my grandson, but I won't. I want to encourage you today, though, to get going with whatever loves you, whatever things that you love, and whatever things are driving you to be better today than you were yesterday. Okay. I want you to make sure that you are putting forth your best effort this year. I made a post also earlier about just because the calendar flipped, the year flipped, does not mean that your old habits are going to die. Doesn't mean that those old habits are going to go away. Those old habits are there as a distraction for you. They are there to keep you in the same place, because guess what? Your body, everything about you loves that complacency. Everything about you loves being comfortable. But guess what? When you're comfortable, you can't grow. You can't move. You can't do the things that you need to do. You've got to get uncomfortable, right? So you know how when you plant a seed in the ground, that seed just sits there, but then after a while that seed gets uncomfortable because something starts to bud in it. But only if you're watering it, only if you're nurturing it, only if you're taking care of it in the way that you're supposed to be taking care of it. So listen, it's going to be a little uncomfortable for you to break some of those old habits. It's going to be a little uncomfortable for you to do things differently. It's going to be uncomfortable for you to talk to some different people. These people don't know you. They may look at you funny. They may not look like you. They may not smell like you. They may not even sound like you. But you're going to have to do it to get to that next level. You're going to have to do it in order to get to those goals that you wrote down yesterday, last week, a couple of months ago. Maybe even this morning. Some of you may be writing down some goals as you're listening to this podcast as we speak. Hey, day one can start whenever you want it to start. But I sure want you to say day one, even if you have to say day one a couple of times, as opposed to saying one day. Because one day means you're in the same place. One day means you're stagnant. One day means you're complacent. One day means that you're doing that same old stuff and it's just a different year. Well, it's 2022, people. APM Powers is here. I am charging you. I am challenging you today to make today your day one. I don't care when you're hearing this podcast. I'm recording this podcast on January 1. But if you're hearing this podcast in March, if you're hearing this podcast on January 15th, so be it. Let that be your day one. I want you to start now. I don't want you to allow anything to distract you. I don't want you to allow anything to hold you back. I want you to get up and get going right now. Okay? Even if it's that workout, even if it's that you putting in your transcript so you can get to that school, even if it's you making that post that you said you were going to make 3 weeks ago, do it now. Day one starts now for you if you're a go-getter. Day one starts now for you if you want it as bad as you say you want it. But action is always required, guys. That is my motto. That is my slogan. Action is required. What are you willing to do to go and make that thing happen today for yourself? Happy New Year, people. You know, guys, know I'm going to be coming back to you. I've got so much in store for you this year as far as the podcast is concerned. I'm looking forward to bringing in special guests. I'm looking forward to bringing in experts that's also going to encourage you, that's going to push you, that's going to empower you. That is what we do here at APM Powers, and I just can't wait to get more to you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for always supporting AP. 2022 is going to be the best yet, okay? The best is yet to come, and I appreciate you guys that continue to support, continue to share, and continue to listen in for my encouragement. Thanks so much. Be blessed.